Remember playing jacks? Shelley Fraser-Mickle does, and that's led her to bounce these ideas around.
To date, no archaeologist has unearthed signs to tell us the number of hours children sat on a cave floor playing the game of jacks. But I have a pretty good idea that the thousands of divots in cave floors could tell the tale. And the fact is, jacks have been played all over the world in almost every country using bones for jacks, or nuts, or beans. Furthermore, as a specimen of the female species, I myself can testify that I spent the majority of my first 3 grades of elementary school trying to become the jacks champion of Woodruff County, Arkansas. Now, this was in the days before television, air conditioning, and the invention of the beehive hairdo. So girls had a lot of time on their hands, and those hands got busy doing the most amazing tricks with a metal gadget that looked like a star and a little round rubber ball that had more wild bounce in it than a kangaroo on hot pavement. Parents thought playing jacks developed our eye-hand coordination, which was really good for girls' confidence, especially when our brothers whined to get in on the game and found out their hands were no better than paws at picking up the metal stars and catching a rubber ball that was about the size of their nose. Maybe, in fact, that was one reason girls played jacks so religiously, for we were pretty good at it. So good, in fact, that jacks made it into the Toy Hall of Fame. And that song, This Old Man, He Played One, well, yep, that song grew right out of the game of jacks. And it has a lot to say about how difficult the game was when you get to that verse that needs a rhyme to go beyond 11. Not many of our small hands could hold more than 10 metal stars. Which leads me to tell you the other necessary ingredient to becoming a Woodruff County, Arkansas jacks champion. And that's patience. Yep, I got permanently eliminated when I got to the part of the game called putting the pigs in the pen, and my pigs kept scooting out from my fingers. I threw that little red ball against the side of the wall and screamed, oh, for crying out loud, let the pigs have it. Now, those sorts of defeats and public humiliations are never outgrown, nor is the simple joy and expertise that one learns through playing a childhood game. Maybe that's why I often put dinner on, sit down on the kitchen floor, and play a solitary, singular, near-perfect game of jacks. I just wish now I could get someone to add jacks to the Summer Olympics. I'm almost ready.